You are now tuned in to Let's Talk Ferrella, and this is a new segment I like to call Cypher Something. I have some guest stars with me that I'm going to introduce you after this amazing beat. Shouts out to Bob. Blah! You are now tuned in to Cypher Some, and I'm here with the one and only, probably the best guest star that I've ever had on the show, Northside's finest, Kenny J, Ace Dude. Let him know what's up.
Man, you already know, man, it's Ace Dude, Kenny J to the family. I ain't gonna lie, Cuddy, that was a fire-ass introduction, nigga. I was over here thinking, like, way where the drums in the background, no. You know what I'm saying? Over here, man, on Left Cypher Something. So let's get it cracking, man.
Hey, I know that was a good intro, because as soon as I start talking, nigga, I just seen your gap just start appearing. I'm like,
hey,
liked that intro.
Man, stop the cap, man. You see my gap whenever I'm not smiling, nigga. This motherfucker so big, I ain't closed my mouth since I came out.
Oh, my goodness. Nigga, that gap. Nah, let me stop.
Yeah, because I was, you know, I'm finna fire your ass up, nigga. Don't even try.
Nigga, what's up? Nigga, you've been wanting to get on the podcast forever, man. What you feel like the people should know about you?
Man, shit, man. Honestly, I just want them to know that I'm a motherfucking P-I-M-P. And really, I'm
feeling like... No, you're
like,
not.
All right, I'm Captain Cap.
Nah, he's not a pimp.
Nah, I'm really in a pimp, though, nigga. And if bitches are choosing, I am all for it.
No, he's not. Ladies, check his... I've looked at his DMs.
Ooh.
His DMs are literally just full of red messages, I swear. I've seen them all.
What's red messages?
Like that you just be sending messages and bitches just be reading them.
Nigga, never. You for sure ain't seeing my DM, nigga. My DM look like the stop the cap.
Ah, hell no. This nigga ain't got no hoes on my mama.
Man, come on, bro. Nigga, I'm going to tell you like this, nigga.
What?
If a bitch blowing in the wind, I probably done been in. I'm telling you, cause y'all done got them all flavors and all types, nigga. White, black.
All right, right here.
I'm gonna incriminate myself, though.
All right, look. Okay, since you said you've had them all, what would you say was probably your worst experience?
With a bitch.
Worst experience with a bitch. Man. And this is somebody who got shot at by a bitch.
Ooh. I got shot at by a bitch.
Oh, you didn't?
Nah,
Taisha never shot at you.
Hell
no,
that bitch. Since she snitched, that's just as good as shooting up.
Hey, you want to know something hella funny? Speaking of that dumbass bitch, nigga, I remember that I was driving, nigga, and I swear to God, I look over in the fucking Hampton parking lot, and I see a dreadhead nigga getting arrested, and I'm like, is that Kenny J? And I look straight, and I look back, and I see a little black chick with an afro get out the car. I'm like, nah, that ain't my cousin. Next you know, that bitch, that nigga set the fuck up.
Man, that boosie, I ain't even gonna get on that. Like, look, but the worst situation I ever had with a motherfucking bitch, I done cut my losses with these black bitches. I ain't even gonna lie to you.
Why you say that? Man, why you cut your like losses this. With the black look, with the as, black girls?
As
what's
a
going
young
on?
African-American stud, you feel me out here? You know, our older black... what do I say? Parents, aunties, and shit. They always be like, yeah, don't go fuck with no other races. Get you like a strong, independent black woman. Yeah, man, a strong, independent black woman ain't never did shit for me. Like, get me sent to jail. Got me wishing I was in hell all the time. Okay, look, the day that I stopped fucking with black bitches was the day that I stopped having problems. Like, they, black bitches call the police. When you say something, they got to protest it, throw the red flag. Now they trying to fight. Like, cutting on my mom. They don't ever want to hear, like, all right, can we just drop it? Or, nigga, they expect you to kiss their ass. Then you want me to work my whole life just to pay your bills? Hell no, nigga, we ain't doing
that. Honestly, I'm definitely not from the world of... I'm the type of nigga, I'm gonna pay for everything, but I'm like, shit, it ain't tricking if you got it. But what I'm saying is, I don't know, cause I can't say nothing. I'm not even dating a black chick.
Exactly.
Like, it was a situation where I was dating a black chick and I said something to her and she dead ass just like starts swinging on me. And it's like, nigga, we at school, nigga. When I'm talking about, she was giving me solid blows. Nigga, it was when I lived in Western Ranch and I was going to George Komori. Okay. Nigga, on the playground. Nigga, over there in the portables. Nigga, yeah, seventh bro. Grade.
Start stealing on your shit.
Bro, when I say this bitch was giving me solid hits to the jaw. Cuz. And she a girl, nigga. So I'm sitting there with my hands behind my back. Really leaking like, oh my God. And I'm sitting there like, bro, after that.
Remember Cordell used to bully you?
Remember Cordell threw your bitch ass to a fence?
Hey, that's fucked up.
Hey.
Remember Deglisha? What the
Deglisha.
Fuck? Yeah, bro. I met her at Claremont, nigga. The first day I go there, nigga, she come up to me, walk up in my face, and like pop a Pringles can in my face, like the cap, like bow, like, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, you look weird. That's her. That was her way of showing she liked me. Like, nigga, next day she went by, slapped me in the back of the head. Psh, like, I'm like, what the fuck? Black bitch is weird. Like,
I can't believe that we both actually had a real bully in elementary school. Her name was, what was her name? Her name was Cordell Washington. Okay.
Rosie
look,
Washington.
Look.
They called her though, Rosie.
Hey, look, they called her Rosie, but her name was Cordell, aka Big Body Limousine Escalade Fully Loaded Cordell. You want to know why that's what we call her that? Because what grade was we in? Fifth grade, sixth grade?
I was like
fourth. Fourth grade? Mm-hmm. Bro, we in fourth grade. How
all
tall?
All the way until middle school.
Nah, we wasn't in fourth grade.
Yeah,
I didn't even go to middle school with you.
Bitch, you was supposed to go. You came to Marauder for like a week.
Bitch, you lying. I went to Marauder for a day. And then I went to Grista the same day.
Exactly, though. But you was supposed to go there. And
okay,
we
nah. But look, nigga, you
went
get
to
the
Claremont,
head.
Stupid.
Huh?
We went to Claremont. Claremont then.
Yeah.
I mean, it was supposed to go Claremont, Marauder, but you went somewhere else.
Yeah. Oh, I think it was fourth grade. Oh, but look, how tall is niggas in fourth grade? Ooh, niggas was like 4 feet, 5 feet.
She was the
nigga,
real
nigga, Cordell deal. Was 6 feet.
What?
Nigga, Cordell was bigger than our teacher.
She was like 6 foot, 220, nigga, but like with an athletic build. You
athletic build, and she only picked on me and Kenny J. Female like, when I say she waited outside the school to walk us home and harass the fuck out of us, it was bad. And then we used to try to beg the ice cream man every day for something for free.
For free. Got anything for free? No, I'm trying to say.
Do you have anything for free?
Do you have anything? Nigga, go up with dog food. Hey, how much can I get for this with hella pennies, nigga?
Hey, hey, remember we used to hit niggas with the, I left something in the pudding for you?
You have moon pie?
Hey, for you guys that don't know, the I left something in the toilet for you was like, if you went to your cousin house or your family member house, you would take a fat ass shit and not flush the toilet.
Hey, we had shit sitting there, nigga. I used to like shit on the side of the toilet wall so it'd be like stuck on, nigga, so they smell it when they come in that motherfucker, like, yeah,
oh
nigga.
My God.
And you gonna have to clean it too, like, man.
Oh,
Kenny
my God.
Kenny J came over and flooded that toilet again?
Yes. Niggas with that, I don't know why we did it. Like, now being adults, plumbing is very expensive. But nigga, we really used to go to each other's house, shit in the toilet, stuff it, and then not flush it. Hey, hey, mom going to the bathroom like, what the fuck? Everybody start getting the beaten.
Everybody ducking. I don't know why, nigga. It seemed like toilet paper get used hecka fast. Like, you be like, man, I don't know how I put half a motherfucking roll in there. I was just trying to make sure I was clean.
Nigga, you gotta make sure you wash your motherfucking ass. Yeah. I wipe till it ain't brown no more. Some niggas wipe once.
But nah, no cap, Cuddy, like, back on the subject, man. The worst experience I ever had with a chick was, like, bro, so I wasn't already
spark that back.
I wasn't already dealing. Yeah, I'm sparking up. But I wasn't already dealing with this bitch. You feel me? Like, I was on some like me shit because me and the bitch tried to do the we shit and the we shit didn't work. So I was on some me shit. You feel me? Basically some pee shit. You feel me?
Come on. All right,
look, check me out. I'm for real though.
Come on, keep it a band, man.
I'm keeping it.
You're not like this in real. He's not like this in real life.
Yes, the fuck I am, bro. This is when I was rolling back and forth from Reno. So I go to Reno, I come back. You feel me? And I come back on some. She hits me like, the bills are getting close. You know, she had a son at the time. I fucked with her and her son. Like, you knew that at the time. So, nigga, you know. know, I'm like, slide out here, bring whatever you got. I'll buy it off you, you feel me? And then when they came out there, you feel me? I ain't seen Lil Brandon in it, sent him to the mall and shit.
Yeah.
And then I go back with him. So I go back, but I'm not under no relationship guidelines, you feel me? I was really on some me shit. Like,
honestly, that's one thing I always can say I respected about you. Is regardless of any time I ever seen you with any female, regardless of how she was towards you, they child was always your child. Yeah. Every chick, every female, every son, every daughter, they for sure had you, regardless of how ain't shit they mama was.
Yeah, well, you know.
Plus, it's like, nigga, you my cousin. Regardless of what a female call me and say you did, I'm gonna be like, bitch, what'd you do? What'd you do to provoke him?
Man, I promise you I ain't like that, though. But look, on the real, though, you know, I'm a foster kid and shit, so I be fucking with the kids, though. But, nigga, I come back to the crib, but I be kicking it, like, you feel me? It's just on some cool shit. Like, it ain't supposed to be on no relationship type shit. You feel me? But we probably cut up right there, so we ain't fucking nothing like that, so. By the second day, like, we kind of get into it in the morning. I forget about what, but I told her, like, I was already finna... Oh, we get into it because I told her I'm finna leave. Like, I gotta go back to Reno. I gotta go get the money. Like, you feel me? Like, I came out here to chill for a day or two. You feel me? So, she wasn't really feeling that. And I was like, man, I'm gonna just go right now. Because, like, you feel me? We ain't even supposed to be going through this type of shit to be arguing. So, nigga, I started packing my shit. She sent her sister in there, like, can we use a car real quick to go to the store? Like, she want a barbecue today.
Yeah.
And that was the bait, you feel me, to get me to stay.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay. Go ahead, she get the little food and shit. Come back, barbecue, niggas eat. Pop a perk. Smoke a blunt, fall asleep.
Yeah.
I wake up, we fell asleep hella early, so we wake up at like 7, 8 o'clock at night, you know? Mm-hmm. Nigga, me, I'm up. I don't really sleep like that. I take naps, nigga. Take a nap and I get up, nigga. I go in the room and hop on Fortnite, you feel me?
Yeah.
I'm logging in. Got the clean little monitor. I got a $300 scuff controller. I was road running because y'all was having
it. Yeah, I remember.
Atari. Yeah, so
valid.
Nigga, I'm playing the game. Nigga, I got the headset on. Nigga, I'm in the zone. Nigga, connection on fire. You feel me? I got the top speed Wi-Fi. Nigga, I'm playing the game. Nigga, she come in the room like, why you didn't wake me up to come in here with you? I was like, well, shit, you asleep. You feel me? I'm just trying to hop on the game. And she like, all right, boop. She hop in the shower. Like, she opened the door, like, can you get out of my house? Mind you, it's, 9, 10 o'clock now, you feel me? And I'm like, bitch, nah, like, I would have left earlier. Like, I'm gonna leave in the morning, like, you feel me? I'm not gonna leave late at night.
Uh-huh.
And then I swear to God, she just starts screaming, like, get out, type shit. Like, feel me? And I'm like, what the fuck?
So, like on some victim mindset type shit.
Yeah, like, she's so, like, my first mind is like, Cuddy, like, shut up. So, like, I run to her, like, Cuddy, be quiet, like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And then she screamed even louder, like, I'm doing something to her sister, brushing the room, bruh. Man, long story short, Cuddy, now I'm in there tussling with two of them. Bob, the bitch beat me up, Cuddy, because the sister hold me while she just going in on me.
So, you getting jumped at this point?
I'm getting jumped, nigga. Right.
What the fuck?
And then when I finally break free, Bob, you feel me? Everything de-escalate for a minute. I'm moving my shit by the door. All my boxes of J's, my clothes, my, you feel me, gang, all shit. Nigga, I guess she do some sneaky shit, call the police, bro, and fire it back up again. Now we back tussling, fighting, all shit. I'm like, man, bitch, go up and touch shit. She ripped my chain up. I had a little chain at the time, and I was on.
Yeah,
crazy, Bob. We outside. We fall, like, on the little concrete out there, boop. Whatever, nigga, like, to get her off me, because they were aggressive, like, two little chihuahuas on your ankles, like, nigga, I'm talking about, I was in trouble, nigga, I'm trying to get up out of there, but I really can't, nigga, she keep grabbing my hair, I got these dreads, that's, like, good as a nigga having a leash or something, like, nigga,
bitch, grabbing your motherfucking dreads,
oh, my God, cutting down there, pulling my shit out, and hella shit, like, so, right,
here, my nigga, bad, I'm hogging the
bitch. I'm thinking in my head, like, you know, nigga, I ain't did shit to the bitch, ain't no way this shit can go wrong, but I gotta run, let me see the lighter, I gotta run all the way into the bathroom to get the bitch off me, like, when I run in the bathroom, I jump in the bathroom, like, slam the door back, have her body come through the door, nigga, I'm talking about like a zombie, nigga, I'm closing the door,
like, she coming after you,
yeah, nigga, I'm like, come on, get out of here, nigga, so I close the door on her type shit, she, and then she just, exactly, she get out the door, you feel me, like, nigga, she ain't wanna get smashed, so... Nigga, I'm sitting in the bathroom, bro. Her sister come knock on the door. I let her in. And she like, I don't know what's going on. You know, Tonation, she's getting crazy. Woo-woo. I'm like, I don't know why you just didn't grab her. Why are you grabbing me? And she over here teeing off on me. Like, you feel me? It's weird. Meanwhile, I guess the 5-0 coming through doing the move. They come through 6-deep. bust through the front door, you feel me? And they like, where is he at? She like, he in the bathroom. The sister opened the door like, he's right here. She walk out the way, nigga. They got all the disco lights on me. Get up, get down. They saying, put your hands up. Get down on the ground, freeze. I'm like, man, which one y'all want to do? Because y'all got the guns out. I ain't trying to get shot. Like, you feel me?
Yeah.
So I'm like, nigga, I'm just going to lay down. Nigga, you feel me? But I lay down. They carry me all the shit. Like, nigga, ask me, do I want to leave a statement? I don't leave no statement. She up there having a photo shoot with the police. They record a song and all the shit. She telling all these little lies about me and all shit, bro. I go down for a whole year on some bullshit. You feel me? She tried to tap in with me while I was in jail. Told me she was going to go back and tell them that she was lying about everything she said that got me put in that position. But she didn't. Like, she eventually got on some fuck me shit. Never got left the nigga. But on my mama. And then had the audacity when it hit me when I get out and all this shit. Like, bitch, please.
Hell nah, bitch. I went down for a year. And you didn't tap in.
And I really didn't do nothing to you. Like, you feel me? That's like, you feel me? It's like,
and she really spazzed on some weird.
She was crazy. You know, she was could... crazy in the head. Like, my own people tell everybody. Like,
come on, cuz. God damn.
Yeah, that was crazy, bro. That was my move. That was like really what switched my little shit, bro. Before I went down, cuz I was up. Like,
I know.
Nigga, that period, you feel me? I was carrying hella money around, nigga. I'm doing what I want to. Like, getting. Sir, nigga, clothes fly. I'm not missing no shoes. I'm not missing no bottles. I'm taking trips by myself. I got a 2012 IS250 Lexus, nigga. I'm sliding in. Crashing my shit every week, getting it fixed. Like, nigga, I was doing my shit, bro. Like, and then, nigga, I go down.
That was fast.
Look, you I go down because sure of her. Look, bro, I go down because of her. Get betrayed by my bitch ass brother, you feel me?
You gonna tell these niggas about
that? Hell no, I'm just saying though. I'm gonna leave that alone. I can't even. This would be something different. Like,
wait, they don't even know who you are. You didn't even say your name. You could not put your name in here.
Shit.
You could leave it. You could leave it on this. Look.
I'll tell you this, Ketty. I don't really want to like you.
Okay.
You know what happened. Yeah, though, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
nigga, all I gotta say is if that shit was a movie.
It'll be crazy.
Oh my God.
We could script that shit out though, but you feel me? We ain't gonna give them too much for this still go podcast. Woo! You feel me? That was just supposed to be a trauma experience, but yeah.
I don't wanna get that famous.
That's crazy though. Like, yeah, I do want you. You can get the story though, you know what I'm saying? Cause you know the story. Like,
niggas. I ain't gonna tell you.
Hit that? Like, I don't even remember hitting it.
Bro, what are you just gave it to me.
Cause I'm so high, Cuddy.
You just gave me this right now.
But check this out. Like, what about you, Cuddy? What was your most traumatizing experience with it?
Man. Shit. The most traumatizing experience that I ever had with a chick. Fuck.
Don't tell me it's that one time.
What time? When I got that speeding ticket?
Wait, which one are you talking about?
I'm talking about the one from back in the day.
Yes, and I'm talking about probably your last real... I don't know what it could have been for you though.
Dramatic?
What? I said traumatic. I don't know, okay. Maybe it's just the weed. Okay, but you gotta tell me what was yours? I definitely would like to know.
I guess most traumatic, I guess the most fucked up situation I ever had with a bitch was it was a time where I just moved down here, just moved to California back from Arizona, and I was staying with my pops at the time, and then this neighbor chick, she moved in next door, and at the time, I didn't know who she was or anything. I found out my dad used to date her mom. Out of nowhere, we start talking, and then out of nowhere, I start fooling around with this chick, and like, I don't know, it was just like, I'm definitely not the dick for everybody type nigga. And it was definitely something about her that was like, no matter what, don't go that far.
Yeah.
And like, that was like the only level she wanted to take it at all times. And something in me was like, don't do it. Don't do it. Like, nigga, mind you, when like, the furthest I went was like second base. Okay.
Second.
Okay. And what? Nigga, it definitely was terrible.
Okay, so keep it. You don't gotta lie to me. Did you eat the gross?
No. Hell no. Look, I'll tell you like this, nigga. When I say I had went, hold on, my bad. Hold on, y'all. Let me spark this real quick. Spark this.
Let me check my little notification.
You ain't got no notifications, bitch. Oh fuck.
Oh no. You know what that mean? This nigga just dropped the blunt.
Oh no.
Hold on. Yeah, you better make that call real quick, nigga. You just dropped the wood. You know what that mean? I mean, your biz get fucked.
Don't play with me.
Okay, I'm not playing on the game.
Don't play with me.
You can look nigga, it up on
the game. Nigga, you know when you grind guts and you lay it down, nigga, you ain't got to worry about nothing. Nigga, my girl could go out the country, nigga. I ain't got to worry about shit.
Bitch, don't but drop nigga, the blunt no more.
Bitch, quit playing with me. Quit playing with me. Anyways, nigga, I'm fucking with this chick, right, nigga? And like, when I had went down there to like, I'm going to just keep it vague. Be the solo... I just say be the DJ for the night, you know?
Oh,
you know what I mean?
But look though,
when I had went down there, like the old heads always told me anything over two fingers is a no-go. I was able to fit four.
Damn, so you didn't have your four. Whole hand in that
damn near my whole hand.
What? Pinky just hanging out.
Cuz. Damn near my thumb, like, I'm talking about right here.
You could have threw a hockey puck through there.
Hey, y'all know how, like, when y'all put on a baseball glove and your thumb hang out? Putting on a baseball glove and your thumb hang out. I'm going to say it like that, okay? And after that, I definitely knew it was a no-go. So,
damn.
You know, I was like, look, hey.
You was down there fisting her shit.
Hey, cuz, like, look. I'm going to just leave it there. But after that, I was like, you know what? It's just, I always trust my gut. I was like, you know what? Something about you. I don't know what it is. I can't fuck with you. Instantly stopped fucking with her. Literally that weekend, you know my grandma, my nana, her brother, he has a son, my cousin Sheldon. My cousin Sheldon had came over my grandma's house to spend the night. And we chilling, hanging out, right? Cuz, why the fuck we go outside to go play basketball? I see my cousin Sheldon chase off to go get the ball. She's sitting outside on the curb. I see like little whispers. I look over. I'm like, cuz, what's up? He go, nothing. I'm like, okay, whatever. We play basketball. Nigga, we in the house chilling, hanging out. This nigga gets up. He's like, hey, I'm going to go outside real quick. I was like, all right, for sure. I'm sitting in the house chilling. I'm like, why the fuck would this nigga go outside? Bro. Not only did I go to the same spot where I had this chick at on the side of my grandma's house, she was over there with my cousin, and I walked over there, and he was doing the same exact thing as me, except she was turned around. She was turned around, police search position. Her arms and shit was on the fence like this. Her head was under her hands and her ass was up, and my cousin had his four fingers in her shit going crazy. And I came outside, I was like, oh! The first thing she did was, Dwayne! I looked at my cousin like, I'm like, cuz! Mind you though, hey, I couldn't be mad, because for one, I didn't want her.
For real.
And then for two,
you already had to go
I
feeling.
Didn't tell my cousin about her. She wasn't worth it. But on the side of my grandma's house.
On the side of your house,
God damn.
Can I ask one question?
What
nationality was she?
Oh, she was light-skinned. She was mixed. Like, hazel eyes, black. Light-skinned chick, black chick.
My point exactly.
And this is not an anti-black girl podcast.
I do love my black women. I'm not saying that I don't love y'all. I love some of the things y'all do. I really love some of the things y'all do. But I just don't think I can see myself longevity with one. You feel me?
Hey, and I don't want you to be thrown in the fire. So, you know, you my blood. So, I'm going to jump in the fire. My mom is an extremely strong black woman. My sisters, all beautiful black women. I have really strong black women in my family. But I've been in situations where I've had to deal with my woman just having too much masculinity in her. Mm-hmm. We can't even talk. We can't even argue without fighting, threats. Like, I don't want to fist fight. I don't want to do this in public. Oh. I don't want you to call my mom a bitch ass hoe. Like, goddamn. Yeah, like, you don't got to go so disrespectful. And it's like, when I've been in those situations, I've had that. So, I've been with my woman 10 years, and she is of Asian descent. And I can say the communication is 1,000%. And I'm not saying I got with her because she was an Asian woman. I'm saying that my vibe met her vibe. Her attitude was on my hype. And she just, hey, sometimes, honestly, sometimes I forget she Asian. Like, sometimes I go home and I'm like, bro, you Asian. Like, I'm dead ass, but yeah.
Yeah, nah, that she was definitely going for you. I remember how that all played out.
Hey, what's the most embarrassing moment you ever had in your life? Most embarrassing. Like, most embarrassing that you probably wanted to take to the grave, but I'm going to make you say it now.
Wow, so like, damn.
You go and I'll say one that probably nobody's ever heard.
No, because I'm thinking like, hey, I've had some embarrassing moments.
You want me to go
like,
first?
Go ahead, let me see how
you
hard
go you first? Yeah, let you want me to see how hard I go? Alright, look. Alright, since I'm coming back, since I'm giving y'all some flavor and I ain't been here in a while, I'm going to tell y'all something from the Black Box. And the Black Box is secrets that I was going to take to the grave. Hold on, let me hit this blunt for this one.
You might need to hit a cigarette after that. No, I'm like, I might go you to ready? The Black Bag or something. The black
damn,
box.
This shit.
Mm-hmm.
Low key. So look, it's a fuck. All right. Here we go. All right. So I want to say it's back. I'm going to put it like this. I'm 100% blunt. I'm going to keep it all the way at band. And you probably don't even know this, but I'm going to tell you right here, right now. So let me make sure the connection, everything's good, everything's great. So, I just, so what, it's late night, my dad's at home, he's asleep. I'm living with my grandma at the time, she's asleep. But it's like, I just moved in with them from coming from Arizona to live with my dad in California. But like, it's late night. I'm in like one of the spare rooms that she has. And at the time, like, dude, you guys know, grandmas do not know anything about privacy. No matter your motherfucking age, privacy does not exist. So it's like 12 o'clock at night. You know what I mean? I get on my PSP, go to that one website. Look, I get on my PSP, go to that one website, and I'm about to get ready to do the deed. But my grandma had a bad habit of coming in late night randomly just to say goodnight. And she would open the door fast. Goodnight! And just open the door and slam it. And she would do that randomly. So I was like, damn. And like, I'm on a twin bed, right? I'm on a twin bed. It's against the wall. Like, literally, if my head's against the headboard and like my things in my hand, I'm like literally looking at the door. So why would I want my grandma to come in and see that, right? Yeah. So I'm like, damn, she might be awake. I don't want her to come in. So what I do is I gets behind the door. I puts my shorts around my ankle. I puts my shorts around my ankles. And then like I like shuffle the clothes around at the bottom of the closet. Just in case if she came in, I could pull my shorts up and make it look like I was like looking for something. Mm-hmm. So like, I got my shirt on. I put it behind my head. And I got my PSP in one hand. I'm doing the deed in the other. And I'm like, okay, you already know what's happening. And then it's like, right as I'm about to, you know, finally finish, my grandma busts in the room. so fast. My PSP flies out of my hand. I didn't account for me being so close to the door and her pushing it that hard. So when she pushed the door, I completely fell over, ass out, rock hard, straight up. My PSP is on the floor. My grandma comes in the room, turns on the light. She's like, Dwayne? She opens the door, sees me butt ass naked, porn playing loud as fuck on my PSP. She goes, "What the hell are you doing?" I was like, "Grandma, no." I start crying so hard. She grabs my PSP, runs in the living room, tells my dad immediately to come talk to me, and then calls my aunt.
Guess what we called the way.
But look, the worst part was when she took my PSP away and then she told the whole fucking family, the only way that I was able to get it back was apologize for what I was doing. And I was like,
sorry for jacking off in the house.
No, I was like, I'm sorry that I didn't have anything in front of the door. I'm not sorry for jacking off. What the fuck?
Shit, I don't believe. Yeah, man. I ain't never had that.
God damn. Yeah.
I
ain't gonna lie, that feels like a weight off my shoulders.
You finally got it out.
Wow. Woo. No more dark secrets. You gonna tell these people about that time you kissed the man?
I ain't never kissed the man. Oh shit, he trying to play me. I guess you got me fucked up.
Yeah, I'm high as fuck.
I'm spaced out. Yeah, this was some dope. I told you.
That was some dope. What was that?
That right there.
What is that?
PCP.
No, that was my pre-roll. Sure. No, that was my pre-roll.
Was not. How your pre-roll?
That was my infused.
It's not playing. No, that was
pre-roll that I bought from the club.
This plus the back.
What is this? Let me smell this.
Put the light on it, nigga. Don't squeeze my shit like that, nigga.
Hold on. What are you talking about, bitch? I gotta open the bag. Come on.
Open the bag, but put the light on it, though.
I got a lamp right here.
Yeah, that shit gonna be.
Damn. Let me see what this
shit is. You know how nigga is.
Come on, cuz. Ain't nobody gonna steal your nugs, nigga.
Put that shit under the light. Oh, wait, it look like you ain't want
it. It smell good.
God.
What is it?
Man, come on. Cut
PCP?
That
smell like Vaseline.
Man,
where you had this at?
Man, my nuts. You feel me? Just tasting
it. Nigga, it smell like Vaseline, so you probably had it in your ass.
Oh, nah. Here. I thought you was gonna hoop it. Hoop it, stupid.
Damn. That was a good first episode.
That was a good first one.
You like that?
Yeah.
For sure. So, this is Cypher Summit Return. That was my deepest, darkest secret from the black box. We have, do you want to tell me your real name or do you want to keep it an alias?
Man, my nigga, you feel me? I'm Ace motherfucking Dube, bitch.
Ace Dube, he's a rapper. You want to tell him your IG?
Yeah,
what's his IG?
Follow me on Instagram at ACEDOOB. That is Ace Dube, you feel me? And I do follow back.
Ace Dube, Jubilee, he do follow back. He is single. If you're chocolate, thank you. But he wants some Oriental. Are you single or are you taking?
I'm getting money.
He's getting money, okay? So what's that mean? He's money motivated, ladies.
Money motivated, ladies.
Get at him, Ace Dube. That's A-C-E Dube, okay? Get at him. Thank you. We're gone. Blah! Hope you guys enjoyed Cypher Summit. I have plenty of content on the way. Check out Forella Galleria on Instagram. This is a new segment I'm adding to Let's Talk Forella, but I just wanted to give insight and feedback and perspective on certain topics and point of views from everybody's life. I hope you guys enjoy the beat because we worked really hard on it. Shouts out to Little Uzi Squirt.